Every year, late spring, I start my annual denial of the fact that I need air conditioning. The problem is I really relate to those people who wave it away and say all you need is a ceiling fan and a nice cool glass of water. Like my friend Ross, who has no air conditioning on the job as a home renovator, and no air conditioner at home either.
Well, it's not really anything ethical. I just find that recycled air is, it sort of smells bad. And I would prefer breathing steamy but clean air to cooled but stale air.
See, Ross is one of those people who thinks it's silly to use air conditioning where we live, which is in Ottawa, Canada. I mean, come on, we might only have a couple of weeks of hot weather. And in the beginning, I try to do without. I have fans, I drink iced lattes, I take cool baths. But the truth is, I can't take it. My brain just stops functioning properly. Like the time my husband came home to find me trying to work at the computer in tears because I was so hot. Meanwhile, the air conditioner is in the window, but I'm refusing to turn it on. Part of it is that I'm worried about the impact on the environment. I talked to Corey Diamond at the Clean Air Foundation in Toronto and asked him, how bad is air conditioning really? He agreed it uses a lot of electricity, but even worse, he says, we're all using it at the same time.
Everybody sort of comes home at 5 o'clock, turns on their air conditioning, and we get to a point where the electricity grid is at its the peak demand that it can access. What ends up happening is when people are demanding more power, and they have to use as much coal as they can to meet that demand.
And that means more pollution, which leads to smog, health problems, maybe even climate change. Well, despite that, I recently decided I had to have air conditioning in my car, both for my own comfort and the safety of other drivers. I tend to get disoriented in the heat. I usually relied on a bottle of ice water between my knees and the windows wide open. About an hour later, I'd be taking the wrong exit off the highway. So I recently took my 1990 Honda Accord into the shop to find out if they could fix it. I was prepared to spend a few $100s, maybe more. Then they call back with a quote of $1,800. That's probably more than my car is worth. The guy on the phone said at that price, he won't let me get it fixed, even if I want to. So the car is out of the question. But at home, the heat creeps into my living room, and the temptation becomes too great. Third day of plus 85 temperatures. Yeah, what more do I have to say? My 18-month-old daughter stands in front of the air conditioner. She reaches her arms towards it. She basks in its coolness.
How does that feel?
Yeah, I've given in to my weaker self. But I'm still determined to use the air conditioner as little as possible. Corey Diamond at the Clean Air Foundation gave me a bunch of ideas on how to do that.
Keep the blinds drawn during the day. You want to install some ceiling fans if you have some to try and push up that hot air. And then lastly, too, another thing you can do is add a timer to your air conditioner. And you sort of set it to come on maybe at 4 o'clock, and if you get home at 5 o'clock from work, your house is cool, but it hasn't been cooled all day.
At first, Diamond's group tried to get people to stop using their air conditioners. That didn't work. So they switched gears. They started a program in Toronto where you can trade in your old, inefficient air conditioner for a rebate on a new one. Diamond says the newer ones use as much as 70% less electricity. So as I sit here telling you this story, I have a new air conditioner with an Energy Star sticker on it, which means either the American or the Canadian government deemed it more efficient. I do kind of feel like I'm working in a wind tunnel, and I miss the sound of the birds outside my window, but yet I feel comfortable, and now I'm reluctant to turn it off. For the GLRC, I'm Karen Kelly.